You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. And pick up your copy today. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I gotta. Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in today to the Kingdom Sound broadcast. We are a radio ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries, where the pastors are Pastor Thomas and Pastor Teresa Robinson. We're located right at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. I'm your host today, Minister Andre Jordan, sitting in the studio live. So happy to come to you with the broadcast of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We just really pray that the radio broadcast is a blessing to those of our faithful listeners that tune in weekly every Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing that you're hearing the broadcast. Thank you for sharing that the broadcast is being a blessing to you. Today, I want to talk from the topic, becoming a bold believer. So today, Father, help us to be bold in your word. Help us to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Help us to rely on you. Help us to have faith and confidence in you, and help us to demonstrate the works of God through our lives, through our actions, through our words, through our deeds. Help us to be all that you've called us to be and to walk out our destiny and purpose in Jesus' name. Believing believer, what are you praying for today? What are you believing God for? Believing believer, I just want to say today that you have boldness in you. Even if you say, I'm a shy person, you have boldness in you, because if you are saved, if you are born again, if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have His Spirit in you. So you have boldness in you. You have the power of the Holy Spirit to walk in boldness. And that means also, as a believing believer, believing in the Word of God, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, believing in His redemption, believing in what He did, what that meant to my life when He was resurrected and restored all things back to the Father. That means I have the ability to pray bold prayers. I want to say it again. Believing believer, that's you, that's me, that's listening, that are Christ followers, kingdom citizens, have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord. We have boldness in us. And it's time for us to let it out. It's time for us to expose the boldness in us. It's time for us to demonstrate who we really are. So we have the ability to pray bold prayers. We have the ability to pray the word of God forth and to pray the word of God through, to pray it until we see what we're praying, until we see the manifestation of what we're decreeing. Bold believers believing on the Lord's decree and declaring his word in the earth. Bold believers, there is a call and a cry for us to rise up in godly boldness, not to rise up in emotion and flesh, but to rise up in godly boldness, rise up in what the word says. Sometimes the word is on one level, but we are on another low, low level. But the Lord wants us to rise up in godly boldness and be and say and do and demonstrate who he is in our lives and what he's done. And that is the responsibility of you and I as a believing believer, as a bold believer. We can pray bold prayers by simply repeating what the scripture says. We don't have to make up a prayer. Repeat, declare, say, and believe what God says in the word. I found a fantastic, bold prayer. And I believe this prayer changed my life. Let me read it to you. Go with me, will you? Take your Bible, take your phone. Google Psalm 35. Take your Bible, flip to Psalm 35. David is praying, and we know David was king. David was shepherd. David was a warrior and a fighter. David says in Psalm 35, I'm going to read the whole thing. Psalm 35, plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive, fight against them that fight against me. This is the prayer of a bold believer. Sometimes when we pray, I don't know what we're saying. I know for myself sometimes when I'm praying a lower level prayer. But when I ran into Psalm 35, it said upgrade my prayer life. God is calling for us to be bold believers. And in order for us to be bold believers, we're going to need to upgrade our prayer life. God, upgrade my prayer life through the word, through the scriptures. We can have a prayer life upgrade simply by proclaiming the word of God, simply by decreeing the word of God, simply by following the blueprints and patterns of prayer found in the scripture. David said, plead my cause, Lord, be my attorney, be my defense attorney. Plead my cause, Lord, be my George Foreman. Fight against those that are fighting against me. Knock them out. He says in verse 2, take hold on shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Get your weapons, Lord. Pull them out and stand up and for my help. Be my defense. Prepare for battle and come to my aid. Come to my assistance. So that tells me, bold believers, we're not fighting alone. But the Lord God Almighty himself fights for us. He goes before us. Verse 3. Draw out also the spear. You got your shield, you got your bucket. He say, Lord, bring out the spear, bring out the heavy weapons, bring out the big guns, and stop the way against them that persecute me. All my persecutors, those that hate and persecute, Father, bring out your spear, stop them, cut them asunder with the spear. Lift up your spear, lift up your javelin against those that persecute me. And say to my soul, I am thy salvation. The Lord is my salvation. Psalms 27 is what that verse makes me think of. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? As a bold believer, Who am I afraid of? Who are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? What situation, circumstance, person, place, or thing are you afraid of? When the Lord is your light, when the Lord is our salvation, whom shall we fear? No one, no thing, nobody, no circumstance, because the Lord is with us. Verse 4, let them be confounded. Let them be put to shame. Those that seek after my soul, those that have turned back and brought confusion that devises my hurt, bring them to shame, bring them to disgrace. Those that are trying to kill me, those that are trying to harm me, turn them back. Let them be humiliated. Let them be brought to shame. Because they want to harm me, and I'm loving God and loving people and walking in accordance to your word. So this psalm just opened my eyes to the aggressiveness that we can pray, warrior prayers that we can pray. Verse 5, let them be like the chaff that blows in the wind. Let them be dispersed, disbanded. Let the angel of the Lord chase them. Come on. Not only can we pray bold prayers as bold believers, but we can invite the angels that encamp round about us to get involved. We can say to the angels that hearken to the voice of the Lord, let the angel of the Lord chase them. Chase my enemies. Chase those that persecute me. Chase those that want my demise. Chase those that are trying to kill me. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. Let the angel of the Lord chase them, and now let the angel of the Lord persecute them. Angelic help, supernatural assistance. I'm not alone, and I'm not fighting by myself. I have God Almighty fighting on my behalf, standing and coming to my aid. And then I have the angels of God fighting, chasing, persecuting those that want to persecute me, those that want my demise, those that plot and seek my hurt, those that want to bring me to a shame. The Lord will disgrace and bring them to an open shame. This is a whole nother level of praying. This isn't now I lay myself down to sleep praying. This is praying, God, avenge me, my adversaries. This is praying on a whole nother level. But as a believer, as a Christ follower, as one whose life is hid in Christ, I can pray, not patty cake, but I can pray just like King David prayed. I can pray warrior prayers too. I can pray bold prayers too. And so can you. We've got to get aggressive about prayer. We've got to get bold about prayer. We've got to know that we know that we know that we know our identity in Christ, who we are in Christ, whose we are in Christ, what Christ has won and appropriated to us, and to stand on God's word, what the word says. Verse 7, for without cause they have hid for me their net in a pit. They try to set a trap for me, but oh no, God is with me. God is the trap revealer. And without cause, they have digged a pit for my soul, trying to catch me. But the Lord will do like he did in the book of Esther. He will cause the Hamans in my life to be hung on the gallows that they're trying to build for me. I declare that the Hamans that are trying to set traps for us, that are trying to defeat and cause our shame, trying to kill us, trying to persecute us, trying to cause harm and reproach against us, that they will hang on the same gallows that they built for us. I declare in the name of Jesus. Verses 8, let destruction come upon the ones unaware that have their net, that he's trying to catch me. He going to catch himself. He going to fall into the net, the trap that he built for me or for built for you or built for others. He will be caught in his own trap. God, let it ricochet. Let it boomerang. Let it return to sender, the trap, the deceit, the destruction, plotting for others, the demise of others. Let it befall the one that set it up, Father. We pray in the name of Jesus. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. we can praise. We can pray bold prayers. And while we're praying bold prayers, we can pray. There is a praise in verse 9. We're looking at Psalm 35. I'm trying to do the entire psalm if the Lord gives me the grace to do it. But our conversation today is about being a bold believer and taking our prayer life to an upgrade and learning how to pray bold prayers, learning how to pray aggressive prayers, learning how to pray warrior prayers, learning how to pray fervent prayers, that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous would avail much. Let our prayers avail today, Lord. Verse 9 says, "And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord." Now I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. I'm praying these bold prayers. I'm praying these warrior prayers. I'm praying aggressive. God has taken my prayer life to another level. God knows. He says in the scripture, we have an enemy. Satan is our enemy. The fallen angels that fell and went into partnership with the devil, that is our enemy. So we can pray aggressive prayers against these rulers and powers and principalities. We can pray that they come down in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus. And we can rejoice and throw a praise party in the midst of our enemies. Psalm 23, he's going to anoint us and prepare a table before us in the midst of our enemy. There will be rejoicing in the name of Jesus. Psalm 35, verse 9, "And my soul shall be joyful. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be glad because he rescues me." Listen, believing believer, do you understand what this saying? Psalms 35, 9, "The Lord rescues me." He's not going to let me fall. He's not going to let me go under. He's not going to allow my enemies to take me out, but he's going to rescue me. He's going to swoop in like super God that he is, and he's going to rescue his saints. He will rescue his people. God is not a man that he should lie, but every word that he has declared, it is so. He doesn't have to repent because he didn't keep his word. He is a promise keeper. "So I will rejoice," it says, "in the joy in his salvation," that God come and rescue me. I will rejoice. I will throw a praise party in the middle of the enemy's camp because the Lord rescues me. "All my bones," verse 10, "shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee?" There is no one who is like unto the Lord. Who is like the Lord? The song says, nobody, nobody, nobody. There's no one in the whole earth like the Lord. I will praise him with every bone in my body, everything in my being. I will praise him. "Lord, who compares to you?" No one compares to you. No one compares to the Lord. "You deliver the poor from him that is too strong for him. You deliver the poor and the needy from him that would spoil or rob him. You deliver us, Lord, from those that seem like they're too strong or too much for us, seem like they're overtaking us, but they're not going to overtake us. I declare in the name of the Lord, because the Lord delivers you. The Lord delivers me. He rescues us when we think I have no hope. When we think, let me throw the towel in. The fight is over. The fight was fixed. Here comes the Lord. It is fixed, but it's fixed in your favor. It's fixed in my favor. Here comes the Lord to rescue, to deliver. The one that tried to rob us, the one that tried to destroy us, is no match for our God, is no match for our King. Verse 11, "False witnesses rise up, liars rise up." We've been lied upon, but I got to tell you, take courage, have faith, be bold. Christ Jesus was lied upon. "False witnesses rise up. They laid to my charge. They want to testify and accuse me of crimes I did not commit." But that's okay, because the Lord will avenge us. The Lord knows the truth. The Lord sees all and he knows all. We can rest in him. When we rest in God, I believe we step up
into becoming a bolder believer when we can rest in God and we know who our God is and we know that he causes us to do exploits, we can become a bolder believer. They rewarded me evil for the good I did. To the spoiling of my soul, they repaid my good with evil. I'm sick with despair. Have we ever experienced despair where our stomach is like a nervous stomach? Our nerves are nervous. We're in despair. We can't get our, seem to get ourselves together. But the Lord is our avenger. The Lord fights before us. But as for me, verse 13, when they were sick, he said, I prayed for them. When they were sick and going through, I humbled my soul. I fasted. I prayed. I denied myself for them. I conducted myself like a fellow brother or sister in Christ. Verse 14, I behaved myself. I thought that they were my friends and my family. I still showed love. I knew their heart was against me. I knew their heart was turning against me. I still showed love. I still demonstrate the love of God. Don't worry about what they did. Focus on what Christ has done. Sometimes we have to shift our minds away from what the haters, the enemies, the persecutors did. Don't worry about that. God has it all under control. God is on our side. He's on our case. He's defending us. He's rescuing us. He's delivering us. We can trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Lean not to our own understanding. Verse 14, I behaved myself as though he had been my friend, my brother. I bowed down heavily as one that had mourned a mother. I bowed down like I had had a loss and was grieving for my mom. We've experienced those losses, heart-wrenching loss, but the Lord gives us courage today, but the Lord is the lifter up of our head today. The Lord gives us hope, and he returns our hope in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Verses 15, but my adversary, they rejoiced when I was going through. Oh, they was rejoicing and laughing and mocking. They gathered themselves together to plot. Yes, they gathered themselves together against me. I didn't know. They wanted to tear me. It ceased not. Constantly, they tried to slander me. Constantly, they were attacking me. But I'm resting in the Lord. I'm trusting in the Lord. I am a bold believer. Would you declare that with me today? I am a bold believer. I live by the word of God. I obey the word of God. I'm submitted to the word of God. I stand on the word of God. Bold believer, growing bolder in your prayer life. Will you stand on the word of God no matter what it looks like? I declare as bold believers today, we stand upon the word of God. The word of God is our anchor. The word of God is our foundation. We stand upon it. We stand upon this truth, and we pray bold, aggressive warrior prayers, prayers of faith, prayers of deliverance, prayers of rescue, prayers in alignment with the word. We decree the word of God in every atmosphere, in every situation, in every circumstance. We decree his word. His word cannot fail. His word will not fall. His word will not fail. With verse 16, hypocritical mockers and feasts, they gnashed at me with their teeth. They mocked me. They called me names. They snarled at me. But the Lord was my defense. The Lord was my strategist. The Lord was my solutionist. The Lord was my answer. The Lord is my covering. The Lord is my strong tower. The Lord is my refuge. I took refuge in the Lord. In the midst of calamity, in the midst of chaos, we, believing believers, we better hide in him like never before. We better take refuge in him like never before. He is a very present help in the time of trouble. Verse 17, Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destruction. My darling from the lion. Lord, how long are you going to let them do nothing? Do this and do nothing. But I take refuge in you. Rescue me from the lions. There, Satan goes about as a roaring lion and seeking whom he may destroy, whom he may kill, steal, destroy. Verse 18, I give thanks in the great congregation. I will praise. Come on. Prayer and praise go together. Prayer and praise, believing believer, bold praise, bold prayer, bold praise. It goes hand in hand together. He says, but I will give thanks in the front of the great assembly. I'll praise you before all the people. Listen, we got to learn to praise him before we see the manifestation of it. I'm praising you now for healing. I'm praising you now for restoration. I'm praising you now for raising people up off their sickbed. I'm praising you now for delivering children and grandchildren. I'm praising you now for making ways out of desert situations. I'm praising you now. Verse 19, let them that are my enemies wrongfully rejoice over me. Don't let them wink the eye that hate me without a cause. Don't let them succeed. Don't let treacherous enemies rejoice at my defeat. They open their mouth wide against me. Those that hate me, those gloat in my sorrow. They don't talk peace. They plot against innocent. Expose them in the name of Jesus. Stir up yourself, O Lord. Verse 23. Stir up yourself, O Lord. Wake up and rise. Come to my defense. Come to my aid. Come speedily, Lord Jesus. Come in majesty, glory, power, and dominion. Let them not say in their hearts that we have swallowed him up. Don't let them be victorious. Verse 22, Lord, you know all about it. Don't keep silent. Don't be silent. Don't abandon me now. And I tell you what, the Lord will not abandon us. That's why I loved Psalm 35. It says, verse 27, let them shout for joy. Let them rejoice and shout for joy. Let them be glad and rejoice. Those that you came to my defense, let them say continually, great is the Lord who delights in blessing his servants with peace. Let them say continually, the Lord be magnified. The Lord be magnified. The Lord be exalted. The Lord be praised. The Lord that takes pleasure in the prosperity of his saints. It says, in my tongue, I will proclaim your justice. I will praise you all the day long. I will rejoice in the Lord. And you and I, today, as bold believers, as believing believers, we can be bold in our God. We can be bold in how we pray. We don't have to tiptoe through the tulips when we pray, but we can pray with authority. We can pray from God's word. We can pray in agreement with what the word says us. We see all kinds of ways to pray in Psalm 35. We can call forth angelic assistance and the angels of God to contend on our behalf, to fight and to war on our behalf. We know that the Lord himself will rescue us. He will come to our aid. He will come to our defense, but we can pray at a whole nother level. This Psalm taught us pray at a higher level. God, we praise you and thank you today for the broadcast. We pray that those that are listening, Father, that this word is penetrating their hearts and their minds and how they think about prayer. Father, we pray for each one of us that you would give us an upgrade in our prayer life. We pray that we will walk forth as bold, victorious believers.
Hello and welcome, everybody. Amen. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you and pick up your
Praise
copy
the Lord.
Today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m., and we are located at 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. We pray we'll see you there.
You're listening to WWBC